Emmeline had her baby in January. No one knew. As she had grown bigger, so she had grown lazier. It was no hardship for her to keep to the confines of the house. She was content to stay inside, yawning in the library, the kitchen, her bedroom. Her retreat was not noticed. For me, the time was spent in an agony of indecision. I veered in the space of a minute between grabbing my coat to go to the doctor's house, there and then to tell him everything, and the contrary thought, that to do so was to reveal myself, and that to reveal myself could only lead to my banishment. Tomorrow, I told myself as I replaced my coat on the hook, I will think of something tomorrow. But then it was too late for tomorrow. I woke to a cry. Emmeline! But it was not Emmeline. Emmeline was huffing and panting. Like a beast, she snorted and sweated. Her eyes bulged, and she showed her teeth, but she did not cry out. She ate her pain, and it turned to strength inside her. The cry that had woken me, and the cries that continued to resound all around the house, were not hers, but Adeline's, and they did not cease till morning when Emmeline's infant, a boy, was delivered. It was the 7th of January. Emmeline slept. She smiled in her sleep. I bathed the baby. He opened his eyes and goggled, astounded by the touch of the warm water. The sun rose. The time for decisions had come and gone, and no decision had been made. Yet here we were, on the other side of disaster, and we were safe. My life could go on.